This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's no secret that over at Twitter HQ, they are having some money problems. Mr. Musk himself shared this weekend that Twitter is, and this is a quote, cash flow negative, and that ad revenue has been cut in half. Reddit, meanwhile, has been trying to figure out new ways to monetize, too, because here's why. Reddit had $350 million in ad revenue last year. Meta, that's just one very high-profile example, $113 billion. So both Twitter and Reddit have decided to try something new. If they can't sell ads, they're going to put a price on their APIs. Don't worry, we will explain. Matt Binder is a senior tech reporter at Mashable, and he is here to do the explaining. Matt, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For those who are not well-versed, could you give the layman's description of what APIs are, please?
Sure. So API stands for Application Programming Interface. But basically, they allow third-party developers to basically work directly with their platform. So say I want to create an app that, you know, makes it really easy for my customers to post on Facebook and Instagram and all these platforms at once. And you could do it the other way around too, where you pull data from platforms to, you know, do searches, collect data. All these platforms have routinely provided API in some fashion.
We are talking to you then because most recently Twitter and then Reddit a number of weeks and or months ago changed the terms of their API. They started charging for it. And by charging, I mean a lot of money and prevented some access. Could you remind us what Reddit and Twitter have done? And then I want to get into the why it's a big deal thing.
Shortly after Elon Musk took over Twitter, he made some changes that put a price on various different features on the platform. One of those things was to start charging for what was previously a free API access. And according to Reddit's CEO, Steve Huffman, they sort of looked at what Musk was doing over at Twitter and were sort of inspired by it, regardless of what everyone else seems to think of it. And, you know, it's not completely out of the ordinary to charge for API access, but the prices that Twitter and Reddit were subsequently asking for, that it's practically unheard of in the industry.
It makes some sense that Twitter and Reddit want to charge for access to their data. Here's the thing, though. That data that they have is kind of us. It's our data. It's how we use their service.
Exactly. That's one of the major things here. Users provide these platforms with data by just using it. Like when you post, that's the data we're talking about, along with all the information you give them when signing up. So this unwritten rule has sort of been, you know, you provide users with the platform to post. You then can woo or bring in advertisers with this data. But at the same time, when these third parties come along and want to do something, you let them. Like a lot of the big Twitter usage back in the early days of Twitter was through Twitter clients like Twitterific and Tweetbot.
So I was a Tweetbot user, and look, one data point does not a trend make, but as soon as that API changed and Tweetbot went away, my usage of the Twitter service plummeted, right?
Right.
So the question then is, just let's expand this out and get away from Twitter and Reddit. If companies keep on charging for access to their APIs or increasingly charge for, having seen, you know, that Twitter and Reddit are doing it, and those are heavy hitters, what's that going to mean for the internet as we know it and the user experience?
I do think there's going to be a larger equality gap in the tech industry. Traditionally, these developers who build these small micro apps, they're usually self-taught. Some of them even use like no code systems. So I do think that's one of the things that people don't realize. You know, Silicon Valley and the tech industry as a whole can become a less diverse place. And it's already got its issues with that.
Yeah.
But it'll be even less diverse without the ability to sort of even that out with this.
Steve Huffman at Reddit, the CEO, he's got his own sort of business imperatives for thinking about an IPO. He needs, you know, to demonstrate cash flow and all that jazz. Twitter and Musk, who knows what he's going to do? But it doesn't look like this trend is going to go the other way anytime soon, does it?
You know, it's hard to tell because so far it's just been Reddit following Twitter's lead. But the fact that you have two big companies in the space doing this, it does serve as a an opening for the other big tech companies to follow their lead. But at the same time, some of them might view the opposite, where you know, if you're Mark Zuckerberg and trying to create a competitor in Threads, for example, a big opening could be to bring aboard all those third-party developers. I mean, the Threads API doesn't even exist yet.
Right.
So they have a real opportunity here to really compete on that level if they want to.
Matt Binder, he's at Mashable, talking about APIs. Matt, thanks so much. I appreciate your expertise.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.